With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically. Today, I come to you with a heavy heart, but also with immense gratitude as I share a deeply personal and emotional tribute to the most extraordinary woman I've ever known, my mother, Marcia Alethea Clayton. See, mommy passed away surrounded by family members who loved her dearly on Thursday, January the 16th, 2025, at the age of 84. No doubt, she was the backbone of our family, a single mother who raised 8 children, Junius, Cherie, Marcia, Deborah, Kim, Shirley, Van, and Cheryl. We were literally stair steps, each of us born between 12 to 16 months apart. Mommy loved each of us equally. She had no favorites. She would tell us all the time, "None of you are my favorite. I love you all equally." She was determined, resilient, and poured her entire being into ensuring that we grew up to be the best versions of ourselves. So in today's episode, I want to celebrate my mother's incredible life. I want to share her remarkable story and honor her legacy of love and strength she left behind. Mommy's journey is a testament to the power of unconditional love, selflessness, and determination. My mother's life was not easy, but she faced every challenge with grace and unwavering determination. Marcia Alethea Clayton was born August the 26th, 1940, in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She was the oldest of 2 daughters. My mother loved children so much that she had 8 of her own. Mommy was a single mother raising 8 children. Think about it, 8 different personalities, a feat that would overwhelm most people, but not her. She made sacrifices every day to make sure we had what we needed. As a single parent, she could not afford all the things each of us wanted, but she made sure we got what we needed. She labored tirelessly over her children, often going without herself, just so that we had food on the table, clothes on our backs, and love in our hearts. Yes, there were days when there were no food set on the table, but we knew we were loved. Mommy's love for us was so profound that it shaped everything she did. She wanted nothing more than to raise her 8 children to be law-abiding, respectful, and kind individuals. And she succeeded phenomenally. Mm-hmm. See, mommy was not only our mother, She was also our father. Remember, I said she was a single parent. She was our teacher, our guide, and our protector. I remember when mommy was pregnant with my youngest sister, which was her eighth child, my youngest sister, Cheryl, and the burden of caring for the other seven of us became overwhelming for her. With no one to help, she had to make one of the hardest decisions of her life, placing six of us in foster care, temporary, until she gave birth and got back on her feet. It wasn't a decision she made lightly, by no stretch of imagination. But once mommy got back on her feet, she came back for each one of us. Yep, she was determined to bring all her children home, and she did. That's the kind of woman she was, selfless, brave, and filled with love. Because of her strength, her determination, and her sacrifices, we all grew up under the same roof, bound together by her unwavering love. Mommy's legacy is one of resilience and the kind of love that moves mountains. The last year of my mother's life was incredibly challenging, but it was also a time filled with love, compassion, care, and connection. In April of 2024, my mother suffered her first stroke, and it changed everything. The bounce back muscle she had whenever she was hospitalized was gone. Mommy spent the last 8 months on a ventilator with a trach. She was moved between three different skilled nursing facilities and a repeat visit at one of the facilities. No doubt, without hesitation, I traveled back and forth to Virginia to Philadelphia, from Virginia to Philadelphia, every chance I got, so that I could be close to my mother. I tell you, those visits were difficult at times, but precious, very precious to me. Of course, I did not like seeing my mother in a hospital bed, unable to speak to me. She was unable to say my name, and I knew I would never hear her say or tell me, "I love you." I knew I was not going to hear that. So I made the best of my time with my mother. Even when she was asleep, my time with her was so precious. I combed her hair, washed her face, rubbed lotion on her arms and legs, and when I needed to, I cried on her bosom. I sure did. I wanted my mother to go home, to come home so badly. I wanted her home. Though she couldn't speak because of the trach, we found ways to communicate. I would ask her to squeeze my hand, and for a while that worked. But as her condition worsened and her arm swelled from the IVs, even the small gesture became impossible. Despite everything, she remained a pillar of strength. Even when her body grew weaker, her spirit was unbreakable. On December 30th, 2024, she suffered a second stroke, and I knew the end was near. As a family, we had to make the heartbreaking, gut-wrenching decision to remove mommy from the ventilator. This decision was not only heavy, but it was the hardest decision of my life. But I knew it was what mommy would have wanted. She was ready to rest, and she deserved it. She deserved to rest. So as I reflect on my mother's life, I am overwhelmed with gratitude for the woman she was and the life she gave us, the life she gave me. I am so grateful. There are only seven of her children left. Yes, we lost one of our sisters, Marcia Alethea Anderson. She was named after my mother. Yes, on October 1st, 2023. And we said goodbye to mommy on January 16th, 2025. It feels surreal, like a piece of our foundation is gone. But I know that Mommy and Marcia, they're together now, watching over us. Mommy, oh, you poured 61 years of wisdom into me. You shaped me into the woman that I am now, that I am today. You taught me how to be strong, compassionate, and unapologetically me. I miss you dearly and deeply, but I am so grateful for the time that we had together, for the little moments like kissing you on your cheek, combing your hair, helping, and you helping me with my homework and combing my hair, holding your hand and sitting by your bedside while you slept. The lessons you taught me throughout my life, every memory, and I mean every memory with you, is a gift I will keep close and cherish forever. I promise to continue making you proud and to keep your memory alive in my heart. Thank you for loving me unconditionally and for being the incredible woman you were. My life will never be the same without you, but I look forward to the day when we will meet again. Mommy, this episode is specially for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my mother, my rock, my role model, an example of a phenomenal woman, and being a phenomenal mother and father. Thank you, Mommy, for your sacrifices, your love, your kisses, and your strength. You were the heartbeat of our family, and your legacy lives on in each of your children. Joyous, Cherie, Deborah, Kim, Shirley, Van, and Cheryl. We are who we are because of you, because of you. And I'm so grateful for having you in my life. God knew what he was doing when he gave me to you. I am so grateful to my listeners. If you experience the loss of a loved one, know that grief is a testament to the love you shared. Honor their memory by carrying their love and lessons learned with you each and every day, wherever you go. My mother's love molded me. It shaped me to being me unapologetically. And her strength continues to guide me every single day. I will always love my mama. So, Mommy, rest in peace, because I will always love you. I miss you, and I'll carry you with me until the end of my days. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my mother. And thank you, listeners, for listening to this special tribute for my mother on my podcast, You Are You, Unapologetically. Until next time, take care of yourself and love on your loved ones. Tell them that you love them. That's it for now. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly. Madly, did I say madly? In love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.